Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Warren Cromartie. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Roland Offis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tony Bernazard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Lee Mozzilli. Batting second. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting third. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Joel Youngblood. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Craig Swan. Pitching for the New York Mets, Craig Swan. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur strikes out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson takes first base on ball four. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dawson moves to second. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a fly ball into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Mozzilli reaches second base with a double. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Tavares reaches second base with a double. Mozzilli moves to third. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromartie scoops it up and throws to first, with Rogers covering, for the out. Mozzilli scores. Tavares moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Mets. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen takes first base on ball four. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roland Offis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Offis hits a fly ball into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Mozzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bernazard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn strikes out. One out. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan bunts towards first. Cromarty scoops it up and throws to first, with Scott covering, for the out. Stearns moves to second. Two outs. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mozilli is walked intentionally. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Mozilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromarty scoops it up and throws to first, with Rogers covering, for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bernazard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Jorgensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Henderson moves to third. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-1 in the game. Youngblood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Henderson scores. Jorgensen moves to second. It's 2-0, Mets. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stearns hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a pop-up towards short. Tavares settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-1 in the game. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan is 0-for-0 in the game. Swan strikes out. One out. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mozilli strikes out. Two outs. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tavares hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Mets. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 0-for-1 in the game. Office hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers bunts towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Flynn covering, for the out. Bernazard moves to second. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Henderson moves to third. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Youngblood takes first base on ball 4. Jorgensen moves to second. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stearns hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Henderson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Mets. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youngblood fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dawson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 1. The Mets will come to bat. Craig Swan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swan is 0-for-1 in the game. Swan strikes out. One out. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mozzilli hits a pop-up towards short. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tavares hits a line drive into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-2 in the game. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen fields the ball and throws to Swan covering. Safe. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cromarty moves to second. Roland Offis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Offis is 0-for-2 in the game. Offis bunts towards the mound. Swan fields it and throws to first for the out. Cromarty moves to third. Parrish moves to second. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bernazard hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Expos. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers strikes out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-3 in the game. LaFleur strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Washington bunts towards the mound. Rogers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Carter and he is out, Scott applying the tag. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bernazard misplays the ball. That's an error on Bernazard. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cromarty races to the bag, beating Jorgensen for the out, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Henderson moves to third. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Youngblood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Henderson scores. That run is unearned. It's Expos, 4, Mets, 4. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Youngblood. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Youngblood steals second. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bernazard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Youngblood moves to third. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 4. The Expos will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 3 in the game. Scott hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Tabara settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dawson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Houseman now pitching. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Youngblood fields it and throws to first for the out. Dawson moves to second. Two outs. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cromartie is walked intentionally. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Elliot Maddox pinch hits for Tom Houseman. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mozilli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bernazard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tavares. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Tavares steals second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Washington is walked intentionally. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 4. The Expos will come to bat. Claudel Washington now playing left field. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Joel Youngblood now playing right field. Elliot Maddox now playing third. B. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 0 for 2 in the game. Office strikes out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Mozilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Hutton pinch hits for Steve Rogers. Tom Hutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutton hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Woody Fryman now pitching. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Youngblood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stearns hits a line drive into right field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-4 in the game. Flynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 4. The Expos will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-4 in the game. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-4 in the game. Scott bunts towards the mound. Reardon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. LaFleur moves to second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dawson hits a fly ball into left field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. LaFleur moves to third. Scott moves to second. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. LaFleur scores. Scott scores. Carter moves to second. It's 6-to-4, Expos. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cromartie is walked intentionally. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carter scores. Cromartie moves to second. It's 7-to-4, Expos. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 0-for-3 in the game. Office hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cromartie scores. Parrish moves to third. Office moves to second. It's 8-to-4, Expos. Mark Bomback now pitching. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Bernazard is walked intentionally. Whitty Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Parrish scores. Office moves to third. Bernazard moves to second. It's 9-to-4, Expos. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Expos 9, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Elliot Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0-for-1 in the game. Maddox is called out on strikes. One out. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Mozilli takes first base on ball 4. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a line drive into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 9, and New York Mets, 4. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.